the air, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. I'm your host, Drew Taddea. All right, so a quick story I want to share with you guys. I was just going through some of the old shows, and I bumped into show number 3. And this is going to be show number 111. And boy, have we come a long way with production, you know, myself on the show, and then Jameson working with me and making the show sound better. So I'm so grateful to have you guys with me. We have a growing fan base on podcasts now, and we also have people that are still listening from the beginning. So thank you all so much for being a part of Exploring Mind and Body. Today, we're going to talk about passion and starting your own business. This is something I'm excited about to get into. So if you're thinking about starting your own business or your own product, today I'm covering tips on how to do that, how to find your passion, create a product or service. And I even have resources for you that I personally use, and I think that could help you out too. So we got all that coming up on...
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
You may think this topic is a little odd, given that I'm usually talking about health, nutrition, fitness, and there's lifestyle too. And it's the last one I'm referring to here. I'm going to address the lifestyle. As you'll soon find out, I believe starting your own business is a good thing. And it's something very achievable that can help you get out of that 9-to-5 if that's what you're looking to do. I've been thinking about doing a show like this for quite some time. I feel like I have a lot to offer on the subject, but of course there's always self-doubt that creeps in. And we say to ourselves, or I do rather, why would I think I could give advice on a subject like this? So I tell myself, and I'll repeat it here, maybe more for myself than for you. I've been able to start my own fitness business and successfully run it for close to 3 years. Yes, I know that's not a long duration by any stretch of the imagination, but my goal was to work for myself, make enough money to live comfortably, wake up when I want, go to work when I want, and do what I want each and every day. And maybe more right now than ever, I realize I've been successful in reaching that goal. I designed a whole food protein supplement, and although we've only been around for a couple years and only officially launched about 6 months ago, we're in 12 stores and moving forward just about each month. I recently found out my book, Detoxify Yourself, has made a bestsellers list in a big city, which I'm more than excited about and couldn't be more grateful for. And lastly, this show right here. This is actually a real radio show. I'd say many more people are listening now on podcast than ever. That's clear because I only put the show on iTunes 2 months ago. But I've been on air for over 2 years and 100 plus shows. Reaching that 100 show plateau really made me think about what I've been able to accomplish. So I wanted to take the next step, which to me was hitting the iTunes market. With the growing number of downloads each month, each week, actually, I can't thank you all enough for taking the time out of your day to hear what I have to say. So after all that, part of me still isn't sure if I'm ready to share with others how to start their own business. But I can't help but be excited about it. You hear often, you'll never be ready. Sometimes you just have to do something or make yourself do it until you really know if you're ready or not. So here I am, making myself take a baby step, if you will, in reaching out to those that are just like me, those that need to be able to do their own thing, those that need to set their own rules and want to make a difference in this world. The truth of the matter is, this isn't easy. It's not for anyone. Not knowing when your next paycheck will be or when it will come from is hard. It's stressful and sometimes agitating. You work so hard, and what do you have to show for it? Trust me when I say you're not alone if you're starting your own business or thinking about it and are worried where your paycheck will come from. In a way, that lifestyle is what we choose in order to be able to call ourselves an entrepreneur. We all go through a time when we wonder where the next paycheck will come from, how we'll eat, or how we'll be able to pay rent. It's normal, and that's why I say it isn't easy, and precisely why it's not for everyone. I say that not to deter you, but to encourage you, to let you know it's part of the lifestyle and one that you have to embrace if you want to get through the first few years. Unless, of course, you have tons of startup money, which most of us don't. I truly believe entrepreneurs are the chosen ones. We often set out to change the world, And that's exactly what we do. If you have that passion, if you have that love and drive and internal motivation to achieve whatever it is you want in this life, then this show is perfect for you. When we come back, passion is what I'm talking about. We need that passion to get where we want to be. So don't go anywhere.
Exploring Mind and Body would not be possible without help from the French Learning Center. The French Learning Center, offering tutoring, French day camps, adult classes, and more. Contact Dorothy Keith for more information at 403-586-5714. That's 586-5714. The French Learning Center, a proud supporter of Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia.
All right, we're back. And right before I left, we talked about passion. So let's let it roll. More successful business owners will tell you passion has gotten them through the difficult times. Most business advisors will tell you before you start, you need to find something you love in order to pursue it. I didn't understand this at first. Of course, how could I? I had no reason to. I didn't have a business. My passion was baseball. I loved it more than anything. And sacrificing or deciding which way to go was never difficult. If it had to do with baseball, that's where I went. No questions asked. I pursued life as an athlete because that's what I've always wanted, to be the best athlete in every way possible. So when I was transferred, let's say, in this business world, a lot of the advice I read about was find your passion before you start. No idea what that meant. Again, I didn't entirely understand it until I ran into people that wanted to change professions but didn't know what to do. They were tired of the rat race, didn't enjoy the corporate world. In fact, only started with it because that's what they thought they were supposed to do. You go to school to get a good job. After you get a good job, you get married. You have children. And then what? I'll tell you what. Often you take a breath 10 years later and realize this isn't what you want. This is what someone else wanted. This is what they told you to do, which doesn't make you happy. Changing that lifestyle or life plan isn't so easy, which is exactly why I now understand how important finding something you love is. The other thing that I didn't realize until I was neck deep in running my own business was how hard it can be. What makes it easier is that love. It's that passion that brought you to this decision to go out on your own. Times will get tough. No one will dispute that, which is why you need to be involved in something you care deeply about. So you don't quit. So you don't go back to that misery, which is the reason you left in the first place. And don't get me wrong here. I have personal friends that have been involved in the corporate world since they left high school and enjoy every minute of it. I'm talking strictly to those that want to make a change in their life and move on from wherever they're at. Without a doubt, the number one thing a person should do when deciding what route they'll want to take in starting their own business is find something they love. There's a million ways to make $1 million, all which starts in finding something you love. Don't do something because you think you should. You've already tried that route. Don't do something because you think you'll make a lot of money. There's a whole lot of miserable people making more money than we could even dream about. Find something you love. Find something that inspires you. Something that wakes you up each morning excited. And the money, freedom, riches and fame, or whatever you're after, will come naturally. All right, stay right there. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens if you don't know what kind of product or business to run.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Tadia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, Drew Tadia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
How do you keep moving forward and find that product or business perfect for you? There's so many people that want to do something different. They're not happy with their regular jobs, maybe not getting paid enough, or don't like their coworkers, which of course would make us all miserable. Now we need to find something we love or something we're passionate about so we can get out of that place we don't enjoy. It's important to cover this step because there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what they want to do. They just know they want out. When starting a business or inventing a product, however you see fit, moving forward, most products or new businesses are usually a solution to a problem. That's the first thing. And the other thing is, it's usually something for yourself. We look around and wonder, what product could someone use? But why not start with yourself? Start with finding problems in the products you use or the product you'd like to use, but you can't find. So many million-dollar products or ideas we hear about are the ones we wonder why we didn't think of ourselves. So look to simplicity first. Look at your own life. Look at those whom you have the most in common with. It's very difficult to start a business for someone else or a demographic you don't know anything about. If you find ways your own needs could be met, you'll find new products or businesses that can be improved on all over the place. This new idea should be something that interests you. Just because you find a need for it doesn't mean you should put endless hours of work in it. Remember that passion. If you don't like the product, the industry, or the people, then once you get rolling, you'll be back at square one. Miserable and in a place you don't want to be. And lastly, before we jump to our next segment, these steps I previously talked about should be done before you quit your job. Seriously, I often hear, I need to commit to this 100%. I need to make a difference. My response, no, you don't. The fact of the matter is, we need to work to make money, at least for now. We need to be able to pay rent and buy groceries, and basically pay for the necessities of life to live. There's no reason to quit your job just because you want to do something different. You don't need to jump in with 2 feet right away. We'll get to that. But what if you took an hour every day and did something towards your new life you're after? What if you took 20 or 30 minutes? Doesn't matter what it is, that time will add up. And once you start building momentum, that time will increase. The point I'm getting at is spend some time on the weekends on this newfound passion or love of yours. Spend some evenings. Stay up a little later. If you're really passionate about it, if this is something you really want, spending extra free time won't be a problem. And the best part about it is you're kind of in an experimental stage. If you find out you don't really like whatever you choose, at least you didn't quit your job over it. You can find something new, find something different. And all you've missed out on is a few hours of sleep, maybe some football games on Sundays, or an evening out with your friends. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about changing your environment and the importance of how your environment influences you.
Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform Life's Drew Tadia is brought to you in part by Kathy and Connie, the new real estate team in town with Widmer Realty. Contact them today for all your real estate needs.
All right, we're back with another segment, which I've talked about before, and I'm sure you've heard me talk about it often. It's about the environment and our surrounding. I do everything I can to let my listeners know how influential our peers are and our thoughts and words can be. I don't know if I can express enough the importance of how changing your environment can change your life. Malcolm Gladwell wrote about the direct correlation between parents, both biological and adopted, versus peers in the tipping point. One would think parents would have more of an influence on their children. You'd even think biological parents would have more of an influence with even their genes alone than parents who had adopted children. However, the results were clear. Time and time again, peers showed the most influence, and unfortunately, this study was based around smoking. Again, that's The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. I highly recommend it if you're one of the few that haven't picked it up. I'll put a link to it in the show notes so you don't have to write it down now. In episode 103, I dedicate an entire show to how our environment affects our lifestyle. I believe in this so much because I see it every day. I see the influence people have on their health when they surround themselves with others that pay attention to their health. Those that go to workshops, are involved in a workout class, hang around supportive, encouraging people, have such an advantage when it comes to reaching their health and fitness goals. So how do you change your environment so you're positively influenced by like-minded people? Well, it just so happens there's this crazy thing called the World Wide Web with unlimited resources. So why not get lost there and find those you aspire to? Those teachers that can help you learn. Find yourself an online mentor. The great part about it is you don't even have to know them. Every person resonates slightly different to another, but I'd like to share with you some of the people I've surrounded myself with. People that look for advice and that have changed my perspective on how I run business. The first one is Seth Godin. This man is an absolute genius. He sends out an email just about every single day. It comes in my inbox in the morning, and it's usually the first thing I read when I wake up. You know what's funny is I look forward to these emails. Seth actually inspired me to write a once-a-week email instead of the usual once a month, which gives people just enough time to forget about who you are before they unsubscribe because they can't figure out why they subscribed in the first place. But that's another topic for another show. If you go to SethGodin.com, you'll find more information than you can handle in any good length of time. He's written a number of books, and some are free. You'll find a handful of free books online and others that you can purchase. If you're starting a business or thinking about it, I would highly recommend The Purple Cow. It's phenomenal in helping you start thinking about how you want to run your business and stand out. So speaking of my environment, I personally get to tap into the mind of a genius each and every morning. In fact, right when I wake up, I can't think of anything better if my goals are to get better at business. Seth focuses on marketing, and who in business doesn't need to learn more about marketing? So my mindset is directed towards marketing sometimes before or even while I'm having breakfast. I must say that's a huge advantage over someone reading the local newspaper in the morning that runs a business who may need marketing advice. Once again, first thing in the morning, my environment, thoughts, emotions, and often actions are changed instantly. Tim Ferriss is next on the list. This guy's a marketing guru whose first book was The 4-Hour Workweek. I've actually talked about it on this show way back when. I'll probably do it again, actually. It's such a great book. But this book absolutely changed the way I think about business. It gives you a step-by-step, almost tutorial on how-tos for many things. But in this case, how to design, produce, and market a product, which he calls a muse. He went on to write two other best-selling books, which are also worth picking up. But if you're interested in starting your own business or getting out of your 9-to-5 job, Tim will tell you exactly how he did it and teach you how, just as he teaches thousands of others. You can subscribe to Tim's blog and/or you can pick up one of his other books. And more recently, I found this really cool guy by the name of Pat Flynn, whose company is called Smart Passive Income. Pat's kind of like Tim Ferriss in a way they don't hide anything. They both tell you exactly how to do something or how they themselves did it. I actually learned how to load this show right here on iTunes from one of Pat's YouTube videos. Pat often has influential entrepreneurs on his podcast where they talk about their struggles and their successes and how they made it as a business owner or entrepreneur. There's so many people out there that can give you ideas on how to market, how to start your own business, or how to run one. Bernadette Jiwa from The Story of Telling writes a good blog I really enjoy, which is about marketing. There's Copy Blogger, Think Traffic, the list goes on. We have the choice, which is much easier in today's age than ever before, to follow those that have been successful and give free advice just about every day. Think about how I change my environment. I wake up to Seth Godin, read at least one of those blogs listed above, and often take one of Pat Flynn's podcasts with me while I'm driving, which very well could be a multi-million dollar entrepreneur that's telling me exactly what they did and how they got there. I am consistently reminded where I want to go in business, how to get there, and am influenced in a positive way pretty much all day long. And you can too. You can change your environment. You can choose to be influenced by inspiring people, those with ideas, with stories and lessons on how to get you exactly where you want to be. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the final step. Terrifying to some, but if you want to grasp that new lifestyle, this is what you're looking for.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadian. Brought to you in part by Curves Complete, the whole solution that makes burning fat as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get exercise, meal plan, and coaching for $14.95 a week. Call Curves and Olds at 403-556-5992 to schedule a free, no-obligation appointment.
All right, we're back with our last segment. And it's the final step in how to start your own business with passion. What is this final step? The final step is the hardest part, and it's downright terrifying to some. But as I said at the beginning of this segment, it's necessary if you want to achieve what you're looking for. At some point, there's going to have to come a time when you take a leap of faith. So we're all on the same page. Let's all agree this is a risk, one that will change your life. It could be good, not so good, or it could help you achieve every dream you've ever wanted. But the fact remains, for many people, this step is so scary, they don't take it. They sit in their 9-to-5 jobs for their entire life, waiting for retirement, miserable as life passes them by because they weren't willing to take a risk. Most entrepreneurs will tell you the first 3 years were the hardest, which makes sense because most startups don't make it through its third year. For whatever reason, right around that third year mark, that's when changes start to come. That's when you start to build traction and all your hard work begins to pay off. We work and sacrifice and take risks and see nothing. This is when a lot of people say this isn't working and turn to something else. What would a show about passion be without an Anthony Robbins quote? Anthony Robbins would say, when you feel like quitting and you can't go on, victory is near. Consistent persistence for at least 3 years is what it takes to succeed. You can hear all about that on show number 101, where I talk about how to succeed in any realm of life. Don't get me wrong though, this isn't the end of your journey. Getting through 3 years isn't the finish line. It's the hardest part. So if you can get through that, you're doing better than most that set out to do what you are. I've given you some key tips here to help you make a better decision that will help you start out on the right foot. Begin with a base and move forward from there. Experiment, don't quit your job, and jump in with 2 feet. Find a reason. Find a life to change. A reason to move forward. Find your passion instead of money. The reason many businesses start, which is exactly the same, many fail. Find a product that answers your needs. Get involved with a demographic you know and understand. It's easier to relate to your customers this way. You know exactly what they want because you're one of them. Create what will help you with a product or service, and those in the same field will follow. And finally, change your environment. Follow leaders. Read. Watch. Listen. Pay attention to everything someone does you aspire to. There's a path to success. One that can be followed. One that can be repeated. Find your path to success and never look back. I really love talking about this stuff. I hope these tips were helpful. I certainly didn't cover nearly as much as I wanted to. I promise I'll come back to this subject and talk about how to differentiate, how to draw traffic, how to stand out and dare to be different. But for now, this will have to do. Thank you all so much for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Every chance you get to listen or download an episode means the world to me. If you have any questions or suggestions, I'd love to hear them. Until next time, I'll be here the same time, same place, next Sunday at 8 p.m. on 96.5 CKFM. Thanks for production to Jameson Brown. Thanks to everyone for their support. And I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.